And this afternoon, we are exploring the incredible career, the incredible life of Georgina Thompson. She's been the artistic director at the Dance Umbrella since 1995. So for the past 22 years, it's been under her guidance. And so much has happened. There's been international interest, international collaborations since her taking over. But over the past, 5 years or so, there have been some serious challenges. But her devotion, her time, promotion of dance and the arts, and particularly dance, is unsurpassed. Recently, at the start of the year, got to attend a wonderful award ceremony at the French Embassy, where Georgina, alongside Grégory Makoma, were being recognized and awarded a medal of the French Order of Art and Culture by the French ambassador to South Africa. She joins us now in studio. Good afternoon, Georgina.
Good afternoon.
I was saying that we've been, you know, the idea of doing this conversation has been there for a while now. So I'm pretty pleased. I'm very honored that you could come in today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So you've been working on the Dance Umbrella for what, 22 years?
Yes.
It must have been quite a ride.
It was an amazing ride. I mean, I joined them in 95 and I became artistic director in 98. So it really was, because of my own personal interest and my own personal career, for me it was an incredible opportunity to get involved on that level.
Yes.
Because as a dancer, usually most dancers, I'd say, they dance and then they go off and look for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I was extremely fortunate that I could continue doing what I really loved doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's been phenomenal, because 95, when you think of when you joined, artistic director in 98, the festival itself came out of, started in 89.
That's right.
There were a lot of changes, but in the country at the time, a lot of things were changing. The international community was embracing us, and we started to see this embrace also taking place in dance.
Yes, definitely. When the Dance Umbrella started, it was really much, very much a South African platform. The focus was to nurture and look after South African contemporary work. When I took over in 98, we'd started having this interest from international artists to come here, and the foreign embassies about bringing companies. So we opened the door and started spreading our wings, as it were. And it's really taken the festival to another level. It's also given South African artists the opportunity to see work they would never normally have an opportunity to see, because we're still at the end of the planet, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah.
And to get out into the rest of the world and see other work is not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think on that level, it's also created new collaborations. It's created connections. It's created opportunity for people to see work they would never, ever have had an opportunity to see.
Would you say that's been your biggest success?
No, my biggest success has definitely been nurturing South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So new talent.
Yes.
It's been if we look at how it works, it's an open platform. And choreographers, dancers, those that want to put together a showcase do not have to pay a single fee.
They don't pay.
They're fully funded.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
100%. We pay for everything. The theater, the marketing, publicity, technical costs. And now we also pay a commissioning fee, which we've done for the last 15 years. So people can apply to premiere a work, but we pay them. We pay towards the budget. We don't have enough money to pay the whole budget. But it's like the National Arts Festival. You give money towards creation of the work, and it premieres at the Dance Umbrella.
Yes.
So we've been doing that for the last 15 years as well, which has, for me, been one of the most interesting parts, because it really has helped artists to develop their work and to look at giving them that safety blanket of getting money to go into a studio and create a new work and be able to pay the dancers, pay the music rights, studio rental, all that kind of stuff. For me, that's been the nicest part of the Dance Umbrella.
Yeah. So you see a lot of work.
I do.
You get to watch all sorts, all types of works, and
I do.
Pick from that a crop that would go onto the Dance Umbrella.
No, we don't. We don't choose from past. They enter. And it's a bit of taking a chance to a large extent. It's become more refined now, because like for next year, we know we're bringing Robin Orlin. We know we're bringing Vincent Mansui, who's collaborating with Grégory.
Yes.
So those are things that we've already put away. On the other side of the coin, it's been open to applications. So we're looking through 70 applications for which we have to curate a 2-week program.
Right. And some of it hasn't been done, you know.
Hopefully. No, some of it hasn't been done, and some of it you look at immediately and you know it's going to be a no.
Yeah. So is it about following your gut?
It is following your gut, definitely. Yeah. And it's also looking at the history of who the artists are, what have they done before. And because it's the 30th anniversary next year, it will be a bit of a retro, in that we will definitely show artists who developed their career at the Dance Umbrella,
yes,
who launched their careers at the Dance Umbrella,
mm-hmm,
who took their first step and then flew away internationally. It's going to be a lot of that.
It's going to be a major milestone.
Yes.
So for a very long time, and I think the Dance Umbrella is one of those examples of how we fail to support the arts, how we abandon the arts. Corporates, for instance, come on board, perhaps don't. Some do see the long game that it is and how important sustained support is, and others don't. But for a very long time, FNB was on board, and it was a tragic announcement a couple of years ago saying that they will no longer sponsor the Dance Umbrella. What did that mean to the dance program, the state of dance in this country?
Well, you know, we have to thank FNB, because quite honestly, for the 19 years that they funded us, we would never have been able to play and nurture and develop the way we did if we didn't have that consistent funding.
Mm.
There's no ways.
Mm.
And we've seen that even more in the last 5 years, because it's been very difficult to keep going, because you get very irregular funding, and then you get some that's enough and then it's not enough. And so you have to play according to what you get. And it's also the funding at the moment in South Africa is quite difficult,
mm-hmm,
and it's unclear, and there's no kind of real serious partnerships being created between the funders and the projects. And I'm speaking from my own point of view now. It might not include other people.
Right.
But we feel like the Dance Umbrella has just been left to hang. And I don't understand why.
Mm-mm.
Because it is really so representative of what South Africa is.
Yes. Can we say we're supporting dance in other ways? That we can't.
No. No. I mean, Dance Umbrella was the first platform that was created in South Africa.
Mm.
And Vita Promotions, who then managed the festival, created the platforms in Durban, Cape Town, Grahamstown, Bloemfontein, of which now Durban and Cape Town are still going under other banners.
Yes.
It's been a huge tool in the development of contemporary dance in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I think it might just see its last performance next year.
Don't say that.
Well, from my point of view, it's my last performance, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So is that largely due to the fights, or
yes, it is,
this challenge
definitely
around funding?
It is. And, you know, for me personally, I just get the sense all the time that people really don't care and they're not interested.
Mm.
Funders can give you a quarter of the budget that you asked for with no reason.
Mm.
Nothing.
I know there was a lot of frustration with the changes that the National Lottery had made. Different platforms, festivals expressed their frustration. The Grahamstown Arts Festival as well, the National Arts Festival,
yes,
was also in, they vehemently disagreed with the stance that there isn't a long-term commitment, that it's on this annual basis. And also, it might not,
it's not
be the
even
funds
annual
that you need.
You know, if you get funding now, like we're getting for next year from the National Lottery, you can't apply for another year.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens to you?
Mm-hmm.
You sink.
Mm.
And for me, the most frustrating thing is there's no face-to-face conversation,
right,
with people like me who produce events like the Dance Umbrella, to really weigh it all up and to see what is it really about? What do we actually do?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't just do the Dance Umbrella. We run a space. We do national residency programs. We do a lot of development and workshops with young artists, which all end up as an outcome at Dance Umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's this complete lack of interest that for me is the most difficult part to understand.
Where's the Department of Arts and Culture?
The Department of Arts and Culture has funded us in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. They've given us money towards the festival. They don't give us, I mean, it's like a quarter, not even a quarter, but at least they have come on board finally, because we tried for a long time. But the Mzansi Golden Economy is a very good, there's money there. So we've applied for 2 years and we've received the funding.
Mm-hmm.
We hopefully will get for next year again. Specifically, we've asked for the 30 years on book that we'd like to write.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. They will be a fantastic story to tell. So it's been very, it sounds like the dance, the side of the arts in South Africa is very volatile. Many of our dancers, from Nelisiwe Xaba, we see Mamela Nyamza, many get to create works, the Gregory Makomas, the Robin Orlands. These seem to have better acclaim or even a better chance abroad than locally or even recognition?
It's because internationally there's infrastructure, there's funding. The people come and watch and they see, oh, like for Marmela, oh, she's a very interesting artist. Let's invite her for a residency. And she gets invited to, say, Germany. Mm. She creates a work. It premieres there. And we try as the Dance Umbrella to premiere the work here as well. And we've done that often. But there's not a lot of that here happening. Mm. Mainly, I think, due to lack of funding. Because to host a residency like that, you have to pay the artists, pay the dancers, pay the space, be part of the process. You know, we used to do residency programs at the dance space, but in the end, people were just not giving us money. So that's also died.
Right, right.
Simply because there's just no money to do it.
Mm. So, Georgina, on the outside, we obviously see the elegance. We see the grace. But you're an artist. You're an administrator. You're an arts administrator. You veered into that direction. As you said, you've been lucky to stay with dance and now under with this particular role. But the love of dance, when did you choose dance?
I chose dance when I was about 7.
Wow.
And my aunt, who lived in Vienna, sent us a Christmas card. And we were living in Lesotho, so I must just tell you, we were very remote.
Mm-hmm.
There was no shops around the corner. And I got this Christmas card from my aunt, which had a ballerina on it. And I looked at it, and I remember thinking, I want to do this.
Right.
And I went to my mother, and I said, I want to go and learn to do this. She said, well, we can't here, darling, sorry. And I pestered and pestered and pestered until they eventually drove me to Bloemfontein, where I started doing ballet. And then we moved to Bloemfontein when I was about 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's when I started.
Yes.
It was 100% for sure. I knew all the way I wanted to dance.
Just from an image. Not even
just from
seeing
an image.
The body in motion, in
nothing.
Movement, doing what it does.
Nothing.
On a stage.
It was just that photograph.
That's incredible. Did you hang on to it?
I did.
And of course, your dance career evolved and it grew from there. You became an award-winning dancer, acclaimed and recognized. What was the highlight?
Well, you know, I didn't really get to do what I wanted to do, which was ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in the 60s and I was too tall. They were very strict in those days because they were looking at groups and you have to all be the same size and men were usually smaller. And so if you're on point shoe,
taller,
all those funny little regulations. So I ended up going into contemporary dance. And when I left school, I went to Europe where I danced.
Mm.
But my heart really was in ballet. So I gave up and I went into fashion modeling,
mm-hmm.
which I did for a while. And when I came back to South Africa, I decided to go back into the arts because I couldn't find my niche, as it were. So I went to the director of Packoffs at that point,
yes,
who I knew from when I was a little girl.
Great organization. Mm.
And I said to him, I want a job. And he said, okay, I've got a job for you. I'll give you a job as a company manager for the drama department. Of course, I didn't know what the job was. I was clueless. But that's when I started.
Mm.
And then I moved to Durban after 2 years. And it was at the Playhouse where I really got involved again because then I met Robin and Tossie van Tonder and Mark Hawkins, who was then with the NAPAC Dance Company, now Playhouse Dance Company. And it was my new sort of my rebirth, as it were.
Yes.
Back into the arts. And I never looked back.
In fact, you mentioned them as in your acceptance speech of the award at the French Embassy to say that their support.
It was incredible. It was like they sensed that I needed to do this.
Mm-hmm. You belonged.
And I belonged, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been lucky.
Please definitely. Put your headphones on. I want to take this call from Silo before we go to the break. Good afternoon, Silo.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Welcome.
Good. Listen, I'm not an artist, but if there's one thing that I always hear from people in the art industry is that we don't get support, we don't get funding. As an end user, consumer, or as corporate, what is in it for me? Like, I never get that. Why must I support these people? Even if I have to pay at the door in an economy that is trying, I never hear the business case for me as a person. Or is it always supposed to be an emotional decision that I make? Or I'm supporting a neighbor, I'm supporting a brother. What is in it for the end user, consumer,
all right.
The person that watches on? Yeah.
So I guess it comes back to you understanding or seeing the value in any society of the arts. You have to first, I think you have to first understand and know what the value is to any community, any society, as to why we need to nurture, why we need to support the arts and what the arts give to society. So that's where the understanding, I think, needs to start.
I'm willing to be educated in that regard. I'm saying with all sectors, especially in an economy as struggling as ours,
yes.
I don't want people to want to pull my emotional strings for me to support them. I don't need that.
What I need
is pragmatism. Okay. Why am I supposed to pay my last rent to watch these people?
Right. What do you say to someone like Sula Georgina?
I want to say a country without the arts is a country without soul.
Mm.
Arts nurtures the soul of the people. And we work from grassroots right up to internationally renowned South African artists. And for me, one of the highlights of Dance Umbrella is the youth program. When these hundreds of combis come from all over the place and these kids get onto that stage and they just dance. And as part of community development, community upliftment, community outreach, they also watch other programs. And it's like anything in this planet. If you know, not everybody's going to be an artist or a dancer or whatever, but there are people who want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And currently it's really being sidelined very badly. So if you want to be an artist,
yeah,
it's hard work and
yes.
It's difficult. Very difficult.
Just have to look around and see what the arts have done for society, Silo. Then you'll see why it's important to support them. We'll take a break now, and then we'll come back with Georgina Thompson, our Friday profile for today. 30 years is what the Dance Umbrella will be celebrating next year, but it's gone through some serious challenges, and some of them have to do with funding, mainly funding. And we're exploring her life and, of course, her immense contribution to dance in this country. I think we should make time somewhere in a future program to really look at the question that Silo has posed. Not just to shut it down, but to really answer that question about the contribution and the importance of the arts in any society. Georgina, you were making the point that what saddens you is that 20 years ago, artists had a better shot than they do today.
Definitely.
Definitely. We've regressed.
We have regressed. I mean, you know, the funding just gets tighter and tighter. And there's no kind of, as I said earlier, no conversation or real reason given to it. It's just, you suddenly get, you ask for 200,000, they say, I will give you 40.
Mm.
How can you do that?
Yeah.
Then you've got to just restructure everything, restart, replan. And there's no conversation or understanding of why you asked for that money.
Mm.
So there's a lack of respect as well, generally. And the arts, it is very diverse in South Africa, let's face it. But that doesn't mean that you have to throw it away because you don't understand it, which I feel to a large extent is why it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too big a challenge for people to look at this huge diversity of what's really going on.
Right.
So they rather just close the door and say, oh, well, let's just forget about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it feels like is what is being done.
Yes, and contemporary art, contemporary dance is an important component. So the side of the administrator, the arts administrator, is also very key. Are we developing people such as yourselves who can move on, especially as you say, 30 years next year?
I think in that respect as well, there's not that much opportunity anymore because the formal structures that were there like 20 years ago have not all, but most of them are not really operating. So if you go and work in an old arts council, you'll probably find you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs.
Mm.
Instead of like we used to do, run 5 seasons a year in all the art forms and, you know, learn how to market and publicity and plan and budgeting and all those elements.
Mm.
I have been given arts admin training sessions for young artists, and a lot of them don't know even what I'm talking about. And yet they say they're arts administrators.
Right.
And that's where it falls down as well, because they want to do it, but they don't know how to do it.
Mm.
You know, applying for funding, they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so those skills development it's a big hole here. It's a very big hole.
And we're losing those skills.
Yeah.
So if you say that next year you reckon it will be your final artistic director, what do you plan to do?
Well, I hope to develop my dance exchange program, which I'm really falling in love with.
Yes.
I like the connections of connecting people and them exchanging things and then working towards developing work from that. So that's definitely something I'm going to develop further.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to also try and manage artists, because there aren't people in South Africa who manage artists, and try and produce them internationally. That's also something else that I'm going to look at. And project management.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to that. Your contribution doesn't end here, evidently.
No.
Thank you so much, Georgina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for fighting this fight. I think it's important because your career has helped to break boundaries, has helped to put South African contemporary dance on an international wide stage, which we need, which
definitely.
We need and deserve.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Georgina Thompson, and she's been the artistic director of the Dance Umbrella for 22 years, and the Dance Umbrella will be celebrating 30 years next year. We cannot afford to see this incredible event disappear on our arts calendar, in all honesty. All you have to do is look at young people who are aspirational, who have dreams of becoming dancers, and you wonder, where will they go? How will they be nurtured? How will they be developed if we allow this chapter to close?